The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to hour two. Yes, hour two. That means we had an hour one and you missed it. Now, if you didn't miss it, good. But if you missed it, you got to go back. I have a conversation with Michelle Bachmann. Pretty amazing stuff. We're doing a conference tomorrow on election integrity. Go to regent.edu, regent.edu, election integrity. But right now I'm talking to my dear friend, Mike Lindell. Mike, you have been heroic. People in this country love you. They go to mypillow.com and mystore.com because they love you, because you have been support. You have been a voice where they can't be a voice. And so I want to talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about you're creating a social media platform. It's like a type of Twitter type of thing, because Twitter knocked you off. They've knocked me off a bunch of times. Where do we go from here?
Well, here, I'm going to get back to, we talked in the first segment here about the machines, taking away our First Amendment. Well, the other part of this equation is all the crooked platforms, but from Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, Google, Wikipedia, LinkedIn, they're all together and they're all against free speech, okay? What they've done is all the influencers out there, anyone that has a voice, if you say the wrong thing, bam, you lose your livelihood. People, friends of mine that have podcasts and stuff, they're banned from YouTube, or they lose two-thirds of their Facebook people for saying the vaccine, or they'll have their opinion on the vaccine. They'll have me on, and my good friends at RSBN, I was on there and I told them to mute me in case, before we got my platform up, I had them mute me, and they muted when I was getting into Israel and stuff and talking about what they're doing there with the vaccine and making people take it. Well, they took it down on YouTube for 2 weeks anyway, even though they had me muted, and it's a shame. Well, what I'm doing is, this will be 10 to 14 days. It's called Frank, Expression of Free Speech. You look it up. It's the most, it's the opposite of everything they're doing now. And it's frankspeech.com when we launch this, but it's called, just called, the platform is called Frank. It is YouTube, and there's nothing like it out there. It's like a YouTube, Twitter combined.
Oh,
your YouTube channel is your Twitter. It's amazing. We've been working on it 4 years. It's the most secure platform ever. I have all my own servers. I put millions of dollars into this for such a time as this. And you will not be able to, they will not be able to break into it. When we launched Absolute Proof, everybody, when we launched on February 5th at 9 a.m, first Vimeo took us down, then YouTube took us down, then we broke, and I'm not going to name them, we broke the other social media platforms because they couldn't keep up with the, we were getting 50,000 people a minute joining, 50,000 a minute. Well, when you get this, when we got to get this news out, we have to be able to handle this huge amount of people coming on, millions. Well, now over 150 million people have seen Absolute Proof. And the same technology we had on there that didn't break that site, we have on the new site, Frank. So when this launches, millions are going to come over. And what I'm doing is, when the influencers come over, they will now have a platform where all the people down here follow them instantly. That if someone joins Frank, it's reverse engineered. They don't have to earn their followers. So someone such as yourself, Eric, you'll have millions right away because they need to see your show. They need to see, hear the word. They need to hear free speech. Well, when that happens now, what I'm going to do to my influence, I'm going to say, as soon as you get kicked off of YouTube, you're getting a bonus. Because why? Because then you're actually speaking out free speech and you're not worrying about what Mr. Alphabet and Mr. Google say about us, or Zuckerberg or Dorky and all these people that try and control us here, and that are all going to prison. They're all going to prison, I'm telling you, by the time this is done. And then I will finish here. What we're going to do then for 5 to 6 weeks, all the evidence, by the way, that I'm going to dump, we're going to dump, it's going to make WikiLeaks look like a tinker toy. We're dumping all this evidence that we have. Now, you just seen a little bit of it in Absolute Proof. We're filming a whole nother documentary this week showing the foreign interference. And I hired investigators for millions of dollars to investigate all these people. Who's behind bots and trolls? We're going to find out who's behind the attack on this attack in our country and our good people. Who's hiring for cancel culture? We're going to find that out. We're going to drop all the evidence of the election fraud. The Supreme Court will finally see, and they will accept this. I'll tell you right now, in 6 to 7 weeks, they're going to accept this. It's going to be a 9-0 vote. You heard it here first, that this election was attacked by foreign countries. And when that happens, now I don't know what they're going to do, but I did tell quite a few people that by August, Donald Trump will be back in as our president. He has been our president. That's my.
Now, you've just said some crazy things, but as you know, I'm crazy, so I'm tracking perfectly with you. Yeah, and yeah. Let me ask you, Mike, because this stuff sounds incendiary to people. Listen, sometimes the truth is incendiary. There's just no way around it. We're living through craziness on a level that most Americans know this is crazy. Most Americans know everything we're living through is crazy. They're told it's not crazy. They're told it's normal. They're told to shut up. They know. They have lived free long enough. They know what is right. They know what is wrong. They know the cancel culture is lunacy from the pit of hell. They know. And so I think there are a lot of people hoping that things change and change quickly. When you say that what you're doing in 6 or 7 weeks will be looked at by the Supreme Court, why do you say that? Because they seem to have been politically motivated and fearful of getting involved in the election.
Because this is why, with this platform coming out now, all the stuff that I have that has been brought to me, we have now validated the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers, the timestamps, simulated elections. We have people that are flipping, that whistleblowers that are coming forward, people that I said the other day on a program, I said, if you're an employee for Dominion or Smartmatic, come and turn yourself in now. Maybe you'll get a lesser sentence. And then I said on national TV, I said, if you're crooked Brian Kemp and Brad Rutherford, your ship has sailed. You just will run for the hills. I said, all this stuff, we're going to dump all this evidence out there for everyone to see. The world, everything that's been suppressed. Nobody refuted Absolute Proof. They didn't say, that stuff's wrong. No, they just tried to hide it. So now with this amazing platform, all the evidence is going to go out there, a daily pouring of evidence. Now, those 9 Supreme Court justices, they watch stuff too. They're going to get, and their neighbors are going to say, hey, did you see all the evidence? You guys have got to protect our country. This isn't about a Democrat or a Republican, Eric. I have Democrat friends of mine. They're going, we didn't vote for this. Of course you didn't vote for communism and socialism coming in.
And you didn't vote for H.R. 1. I'm in awe of what you're talking about. This is just... So many Americans have been praying and praying and praying, crying out to God to give us clarity, give us freedom, because we can see that people are trying to take it away, and it's ugly. It's ugly. But in a funny way, Mike, what is happening is that as a result of the ugliness, it's forced people to open their eyes. It's forced people to take action. Amen. It's forced people like you to do something wonderful, like create these documentaries and create this new platform called Frank. I am so excited to get on Frank. You said it's frankspeech.com?
Yep.
I am so excited, because all of our videos, or half of our videos, are talking about this kind of stuff. We can't post them on YouTube. They took us down for 2 weeks. We're locked out right now from YouTube. So that's why I want to say we're gonna go to break here, folks. But I want to remind you, please support our friend Mike Lindell. Go to mypillow.com. Go to mystore.com. You want to get my books? Most of them are there. Use the code Eric. We need to support those who are speaking out. And at the same time, write emails to all these stores, to HEB stores, to Bed Bath & Beyond, to Sam's Club, to Kohl's, to Wayfair. Let them know why you will not shop there and don't shop there. And please tell your friends to do the same, folks. We have a voice. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. Hey, folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Perhaps you've seen him if you've turned on your TV. He's the guy talking about MyPillow, most comfortable sleep. You remember that? Yes, Mike Lindell. Mike, you're practically ubiquitous, but you are using your platform. You're using the blessings that God has given you financially and otherwise for his purposes in this time. And that's one of the reasons I'm just thrilled that you exist. I'm thrilled that I have the privilege of knowing you. You're brave. You're doing all kinds of things. Let's talk more about what you've, because you have been so busy on this stuff. It's just extraordinary. So tell us what you're doing. You said there's a second documentary coming out.
Yeah, well, we did a shorter version of Absolute Proof. It's on LindellTV.com. You can watch it. But now this week, we're actually filming, of course, at an undisclosed location. We're filming another documentary. It's going to be all about the foreign interference, and it's going to track back the history of the machines all the way back to Venezuela when Smartmatic came there, and they took that country within 2 years. This is going to be actually, it's going to scare people. But it's going to give you answers of where we're at right now. I mean, people, we're living inside of a big movie, pretend it's a big movie, but we're going to look back someday. And it's going to be soon, maybe next fall, maybe next year. You're going to look back and go, wow, all those things had to happen. So people would wake up and they're looking for hope. And that hope is Jesus. And then we get through this. I believe it's going to be the biggest uniting of a country in history and the world, where we're going in the biggest revival ever of bringing people to Jesus, bringing people to God, because they're going to see these miracles unfold. Everyone had given it up for hope as dates went by, November 3rd and December 14th and January 6th and January 20th. As those dates went by, everybody gave up. I'm going, there's no statute of limitations on an attack on our country. Did they give up in other world wars? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is an attack by foreign interference, other countries, with China was 60% of the attacks came out of China, by the way. And you'll see all that in all the evidence dump. And in this, but when you see all the evidence, all the proof that's out there, and we're getting more every day, what's really amazing, which you don't see in the news, okay? That's why this social media platform will be so important, because it's going to be the biggest news outlet of dumping of news ever. Pretty soon, there, you know, when we get the mainstream media to come over and say, because everybody's ignoring them, because they're not, their free speech has been suppressed by threatening lawsuits, that at that point, it'll be amazing when journalism will go back to being journalists. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Do you know, Eric, up until February 5th, every single day I was attacked. Every single day, I'm respectful. I give every journalist in this country my direct phone number, from the New York Times to Jim Acosta at CNN to Washington Post. All these guys have my direct number. They called me every day. Every morning they started, Mike, you lost your company Twitter. Mike, you lost your Twitter. Mike, you're getting sued. Blah, 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 blah. Or not, you know, all these different things. Or you're threatening to get sued, I guess it was. Now I kept telling them, you guys, I got evidence, 100% evidence. That's why I'm 100% all in. And on February 5th at 9 a.m., when that story broke, when Absolute Proof went out there, then it crickets. None of them called. They didn't write. They didn't call. But then I got attacked by your YouTubes, your Wikipedia. They took over my Wikipedia. Google started charging me to buy my own name, Mike Lindell. They charged me almost $30,000 buying Google AdWords. Finally, they said, the guy won't give up. Let's just take his name out. I can't even buy my own name. LinkedIn, all of everybody attacked me, okay? But now, then weeks went by, everybody, 150 million seen absolute proof. And then as soon as Dominion, who I begged them to sue me, as soon as they sued me, all the journalists called me up again, and they're calling me up starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you know what I said to them? You're going to love this. I said, really? I said, Kathy, I haven't heard from you. You didn't write. You didn't call. Did you watch my movie, Absolute Proof? No, I didn't watch it. I go, well, you know what? What kind of journalist are you when the biggest news ever comes out and you can't even watch it? I said, you go watch it right now or lose my number. So each one of them, I let watch the short version before I gave them comments on the Dominion lawsuit. They all had to go back and watch it like a bunch of school kids that didn't do their homework, right? So they all went and did that. Then one gal lied to me from the Washington Post. Calls up, he says, well, yeah, do you know what was in that? I said, yeah, I watched your movie. I said, really, what was in it? She said something stupid. I go, that wasn't it. Now you get to go watch the long version. And she had to go watch the long version. So all of them watched it all, and they had a different perspective when they came out. I said, let's just take your politics aside. What if it was just because it fell on your side that they're the left? I said, what if you knew machines could do the next time could be the other way? What kind of journalists are you that you don't want to report this to the people? And none of them had their answer. They're just going, yeah, that is kind of scary, but that didn't happen. I go, really? What do you think? I put it out there. I said, why don't you sit there and tell me that the evidence isn't real? Not one of those outlets said, Mike Lindell is, look at his evidence because there's IP addresses, there's the attacks. These are timestamps inside of the computers with the government's own spyware. These guys turn on the, they're whistleblowers. They're coming out if they have it all. From November 1st to the 5th, it's like having who did it. We know who did it, when they did it, why they did it. We know it all. We have it all. So it's just a matter over the next 5 weeks getting it all so everybody gets to see it, just putting it all out there every day. But we can't do it right now because people will lose their YouTubes. They'll lose their livelihood because mainstream media is afraid. They sue Fox News so that Lou Dobbs gets fired and he can't. People that want, they're killing our free speech. That's what they're doing. They're using lawsuits and bullying to take away our First Amendment rights.
That is what has happened with exactly what you're talking about. People need to know this, and I haven't really talked about this, but lawsuits can be used as a way to silence people. Right. They can be legitimate, but they can also be used as a way to silence people. And I have noticed that Fox and other people, rather than face the thing, they just say, we're not going to talk about that. We don't want to get sued. That's right. What's happening in America. So it really is. It's an ugly thing that people who have money can come after people. Now, I don't know who's involved. I'm not going to get into that, but I just want to say it happens all the time.
I want to say one thing there. Here's things that don't make sense, everybody. Let's just talk about Fox. You're already sued. It's too late to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn. Why can't people go on there and say their free speech then? You're already sued, Fox. What do you have? What, are you going to get double sued? What's the matter with you? And I will say that straight out. It makes me, what are they in on? I don't get it. Is it a fake lawsuit?
They don't really Fox and those folks. This is when corporations get involved, Mike. They are led by committees. There's no courage. There's no fundamental beliefs. They just say, we just want to exist and leave us alone. And we'll say, well, whatever we need to say, we'll silence people who don't go along. Now, Lou Dobbs is a perfect case. Do you know, is he going to appear on another network? Because he's one of the greatest voices in America.
I don't know. I'm going to reach out to him. With my new platform, we are having networks on there too. It's not just it's the biggest platform you've ever seen for media. The most secure, no one's going to be able to break in, but you're going to get your the people that you follow, you're going to get these networks. I want to have a network. We're going to have different networks on there, and I am going to be reaching out to Lou. But all these people that they've suppressed their voices, and like I say, it's really sad that so many people that spoke out, it's their livelihood. I have a friend of mine lost all his Facebook followers because he said something about the vaccine. And his own opinion, and they took away his livelihood of 12 employees now because he's basically gone. They banned him from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and YouTube, I guess. And this is, I can't wait for people to come over here. The influencers, they're going to have more followers. Their advertisers are going to make them, to keep them in business. That's going to do better. And if YouTube cancels them, I want YouTube and Twitter, when this manifests out, to be gone. You know, where years down the road we go, remember that corrupt group, YouTube and Twitter and Facebook?
It's going to happen. Now, I want to make this clear. You are incentivizing people on Frank, which is this new platform. You're incentivizing people and saying, if YouTube cancels you, if Twitter cancels you, we will give you more followers. In other words, you are incentivizing people to be bold and brave. That is genius. Have you ever thought of going into business? I think you'd do very well for yourself. It's hilarious. I love this. I love this. The fact that you're doing this, President Trump is creating some kind of a network. I'm not sure what, but part of the beauty of what's happening. I mean, look, scripture is very clear. It says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So if you try to do the right thing and you love the Lord, he will make the ugliest thing turned into something beautiful. And that's what's happening, Mike. They've come after you. We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm just so thrilled. I'm talking to our friend Mike Lindell. You know that you have to go to MyPillow.com. Order anything you can. Use the code Eric. Give it to the homeless shelter. Give it to your neighbors. We got to support Mike. Go to MyStore.com if you want to get my books. Almost all of them are there. MyStore.com, and use the code Eric. We're going to be right back talking to my friend Mike Lindell.
Doesn't mean that much to mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. I know that you didn't go away, because why would you go away? Who knows what Mike is going to say? Mike, what are you going to say?
Well, the other day, I'll tell you why I made a comment that was kind of funny. I said, I was doing a speech about bad mouth and Planned Parenthood. I said, you know, all they're doing now is killing the parents. And see, our TV station later in the day, all these people said, what did he say? They're killing the parents. An announcer later in the day said, Mike, what do you mean that they're killing the parents at Planned Parenthood? I said, hello, of course they are. I said, remember that song, Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys? Planned Parenthood doesn't let the babies grow up to be parents. And boy, that went all over the place.
I mean, look, you, I just love you. You have a freedom. This is kind of a funny thing. When you're speaking the truth, you don't have to worry about what you said. Because you're just speaking the truth, and you can talk to anybody and everybody, and you can't say, well, oh, I didn't mean that. You just lay it out there, and you let people decide. I mean, that's really it's an extraordinary thing.
And you know what, Eric, there is only one truth. I tell people, especially with this election, there is only one truth. Either this happened or it didn't. OK, and everybody knows it did. And I tell you, the great things going around our country right now that you're not hearing about, you know, I became like a hub of a wheel. You have all these things going on in this country. Start with just today now, Maricopa County in Arizona. Those guys are fighters in Arizona. I did a Zoom speech the other night with 5,000 people, and they're on the ground there, and they've been fighting for that audit. And finally now, they got what they want. They're going to open up in Maricopa County. We're going to have the machines. We're going to be able to compare the spyware to the machines. Of course, they've had all kinds of stuff. I think a thing came out in the Daily Beast today about, this fraudulent that they burnt ballots. Well, they did burn ballots, and they did find them in a garbage can. I mean, that's real. They have the pictures. They have the stuff. But they said it's a lie. It's a lie. So they're trying to discredit the audit before it's even done. Well, you can't discredit the truth. So when we open it up, that's why they've been hiding all this around our country. Every other place, Antrim County, Michigan, where the judge looked at it, now they're going after six other counties. I've been pushing resources towards all these people, getting people on the ground. There's people right now in Arizona where they're doing recalls. You know, you want to get a part of this. And we put on LindellTV.com, I put up all the time what you can do right now is an individual. And there's states like in Arizona, they're doing recalls. And by the way, when you do a recall, this is kind of interesting. You got to do it on a certain kind of paper. One person, one signature. What a concept, right? The signature has to be completely verified. So you have this recall. By the way, we're recalling Doug Ducey, the Secretary of State, these commissioners there, whatever, these county, the people that blocked this audit from happening. The people aren't going to take it anymore. It's like, why wouldn't you let us at least look? You know, this is disgusting what they did in our country. Nobody got to see, you know, if you didn't have anything to hide, why couldn't we all have looked at it, you know, two months ago? Well, anyway, so all these, it's just amazing. Like in California, you know, they're doing the same type of recall there. But it's funny, in our laws, the recall laws are just done by hand. Here's a piece of paper. Here's a signature. Here's a verification of the signature. You know, it's just amazing how they want that to be so precise. But you don't care about your election that would steal our country.
Mike, the thing is, people in America are noticing this, right? When you have Governor Gavin Newsom being recalled by the people of his state, there's 2 million signatures. And now, of course, they're saying, wait a minute, how do we know these are real signatures? We need to look at the signatures. You think, yes, that's correct. We need to know, are they real signatures? Right. And guess what? That's what we're saying about the election, which is even more important than the recall. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's equally important because it involves the voice of the people. But it's an extraordinary thing. People are noticing these kinds of things. And that's the beauty of the truth, is that the truth will out eventually over time. But we need brave voices. And that's why, Mike, I'm so grateful for you. You've been leading the charge. It's amazing to watch. People should go to LindellTV.com. Tell us what's there, LindellTV.com.
Well, you're going to have we shortened up a version for Absolute Proof. I can't believe there's still some people out there that haven't seen it, but it's and the best part of Absolute Proof, the 2-hour version, was the last third. That's all the new evidence. That's the machine evidence. That's the cyberware, the spyware that was online the night of the election. So it's like, everybody thought it was, no, nobody was watching. Well, guess what? These guys were, and they've got all the cyber footprints. So you're going to see the short version of that there. And then you have all these, we're putting up all these articles that are very important. The news is going around. I mean, one of the things a person can do, watch the movie Kill Chain. I mean, this was last year, a year ago, these were Democrats, including my home state, Amy Klobuchar, said in the movie, we can never use machines. They're rigged to steal elections. What? What a concept. You don't have machines that have a weighted race feature where you can rig your elections. What a concept. But all these things I have on LindellTV.com are showing all the things that are going around our country that are going on. And there's going to be so many things that we can all get involved in. I don't care where you live. And by the way, if you think your state it didn't affect our state. I don't care who you were. If you were South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Ohio, Florida, every single state was affected by these machines and votes were flipped. Texas, who thought that they got away, that we didn't take Dominion because they were proved corrupt. Well, they had ES&S, and just in Dallas alone, 57,000 votes were flipped. We have the cyber footprints to prove this. So it's going to be, it's just amazing. And what we can do, we cannot sit by. It's kind of a race against time here. How much damage can this administration do?
Exactly. We're going to go to break, Mike. I want to pick up with that when we come back, what's going on with this quote-unquote administration. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell at the Eric Metaxas Show. Mike, I got to ask you, Patrick Byrne was on this program the other day. He was working with you and with Sidney Powell. He's got a book out. I mean, this is a guy that he wasn't a pro-Trump Republican or anything like that. He has seen that the election was stolen, and he straight out says it. You say it. Where is Sidney Powell right now? Is she still working on some of these lawsuits?
Oh, absolutely. You know, hers were denied, but the stuff that's getting before the Supreme Court, like I say, I became a hub of a wheel. So all these people with your Sidneys, your Lynn Woods, your Patrick Burns, your people over here that I can't name, the cyber guys that I have, and all these people over here, the audit now in Maricopa County, Matt DePiro up in Michigan, all these people, we're the ones that I and my team, Mike Lindell's team, is gathering from all them, all the stuff they have to make the most powerful evidence dump and bring it before the Supreme Court in history. So in other words, it's everybody's working together out there to bring it to right here. You know, like Sydney, she's never stopped working. She's got piles. I think 300 pages of just for one of the lawsuits. But the thing is, by the way, we're making another documentary where it's going to show the people, because everyone thinks, well, the evidence was looked at, there wasn't any fraud. That's not true. No judge looked at it except for two in the United States, Antrim County, Michigan, and then one in Massachusetts before that was in a primary. Both of them cases are still open, and they found machine fraud. You know, every other judge said no, and every other politician, and this is what I believe now, here comes a big old freedom of speech. Every other politician involved was either compromised, blackmailed, had their own personal agenda, or had a political agenda. Those are my four things, because I can't even explain it, how your Brian Kemps and your Doug Ducey's of the world and some of these secretaries of states didn't let the people look at the evidence. Let's just look at it. It's just crazy.
This is what the false narrative is, that these lawsuits were rejected. And then you realize, well, okay, what does that mean? Did they look at the evidence? No. They rejected them. They didn't even reject them for lack of evidence. They rejected, which is what people say. They rejected them just because they chose to skip it. They said, we do not want to get involved. My question to you is, why do you think the Supreme Court of the United States, with Kavanaugh, with Amy Coney Barrett, with Gorsuch, why do you suppose they would say, we don't want to look at this? Do you have any theories? Because I cannot figure it out.
I think it was, I don't know, but I do know this. It was a very divine thing that happened that way, because here's why. Twice the Supreme Court went look at these and dismissed them. Most of them were on procedure. And, you know, on procedure, like the Texas case, it was procedures that, so they denied them, okay? Right now, what we're going to bring before them is evidence that's never even been in any lawsuit. That's okay. This is the attack from another country. Okay. This is an attack from other countries with foreign actors and domestic actors that are all going to go to prison that helped them. But I believe, Eric, that the cosmetics there, the people looking in. Now, if you're on the left, if you're a Democrat and you're going, well, wow, those Supreme Court justices, they're really fair justices. They voted 7-2 to deny this, right? So they're not, you know, if it would have happened back then, when one thing, we didn't have the machine fraud. So that's, like I say, a divine appointment that happened there. That was on God's thing. I believe that's a God thing, or that they didn't look at it. Now they're going to have to look at it, because everyone's going to already know the evidence. And when you put it to them, it's going to be like a poker hand. If somebody's cheating next to me, and he's looking at my cards, when I want him out, if I got a good hand, I might just show my hand. We're going to show all the evidence. So when you bring it before the court, it's all going to be there for everyone to see in the world, which they've already seen it for weeks before this. Now the Supreme Court, if they don't take it, they're going to be under. I'm a marketer. I'm doing everything we can to take away a reason why they would not look at it. Why would they not look at it? Well, you know what? Let's say that they're compromised. But you know what? There's going to be so much pressure that if you don't look at it, people are going to know you're compromised. Okay. If you are, I'm not saying they aren't, but they with all the evidence and all the pressure from here, the United States and the world is going to be, look what you have. You better at least discuss this, all nine of you, because it's as blatant as, you know, here, this is a silver computer. It's not purple, which this being fraud is silver. You're going to say, well, obviously it's 9-0, it's silver. Now what, we're going to even give them an out. I want to give them an out and say, I don't know what you're going to do with it, because this is a precedent. This is the precedence. Whatever they do now, this is an attack by other countries. It's they're the ones that had the last line of defense to protect our country.
It's kind of amazing, Mike, that nobody that none of these lawsuits has had that. In other words, that these have all been smaller stuff, right? We're talking about domestic stuff and right. local stuff and whatever. But you're talking now about the foreign interference, and you're right. saying that has not been put in a lawsuit
in
yet.
In any lawsuit. What's went before them is all procedure. You shouldn't have had mail-in voting here. You shouldn't have counted this here. The legislators should have done their job. Instead, it was the Secretary of State's and the governor's making decisions.
Okay, so you're saying, because we just got a minute left here, you're saying that all of that stuff, they said, we don't want to get involved.
Right.
We don't want to look at it. We don't want to put ourselves forward. It's going to be dividing. It's going to divide the country. But you're right. saying now, because it involves foreign actors,
right.
it's a different kind of pressure, that if they right. don't look at it, they're going to be responsible. You also said that people are going to go to jail. And you are saying that these people need to know that if they come forward now, if they decide to be whistleblowers now, right. they can get a lighter sentence. I think that people are going to sweat because they're going to know this is real, that this is happening.
Absolutely. We actually have people too that have came forward that were threatened. We have people that their families were threatened and they're going to come forward in this lawsuit. Their families were threatened. They had to make a decision. And I've been there back in the mafia days when I owed for football. I know what it feels like. You got to make a decision. Do I do what's right? It's different when it's you or your family. And then they threaten your family's livelihood. That's a different story. But now you have people, because there's more than one, that are coming forward and saying, hey, look at this. I was got a death threat here for my kid or my family. And I had to make this decision to say the election was good. And so we're going to have a lot of that, a lot of whistleblowers. And this is this is evidence of foreign interference. It's never been brought before any judge, any court in history. This is all new. It was new to me on January 9th. It's the whole reason we're talking.
We're out of time, but I want to have you back for updates. I want to have you back when Frank goes up, because I want to be a part of that, and I want to get the word out about that. So we'll be in touch with you. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
God bless, Eric. Thanks for having me on. God bless y'all.
I won't turn to someone else. They don't let me
make like. Hey there, folks. A quick break to tell you. We've got more Mike Lindell, Michelle Bachman. Do us a favor. Share these videos. If you're not on my email list, you got to get on my email list. We send the videos right to you. We're putting them on Rumble. If we can put them on YouTube, we would. But Michelle Bachman and Mike Lindell are not the kinds of things we can put on YouTube anymore, because YouTube has gone full on Marxist. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Who are we to judge? So what if you're communist?
I have a lot of toys, a lot of Marx Brothers toys from the 60s.
Different Marx, different Marxist. Oh. Yeah. The thing that I want to say is that we're kicked off of YouTube, so we can't even post anything on YouTube. We're going to be posting everything on YouTube as soon as they let us out of YouTube jail. Isn't that sweet of them to put us in jail to teach us a lesson that we should not say things in the United States of America that might be true? Isn't that sweet of the folks?
You can't even say that you can't say things like that in America. Of course you can.
You're exactly right.
We're not.
Okay, before we go to a break, I want to remind people, actually, we've got an audio that I'd like to play. So first of all, share all our stuff. Go to mypillow.com, mystore.com. Use the code Eric. But we're doing a nonprofit fundraiser, Food for the Poor, every year. In fact, we're entering the final days. We're way behind, folks, for some reason, to help them. They're helping kids in Central America, mostly in the Honduras. In Honduras, and I'm humbled by those of you who have given. I want to say thank you and God bless you for doing that. If you haven't done that, go to metaxastalk.com, click on the Food for the Poor banner. It's not the size of your gift, folks. It's just that you show your care by giving anything. We put you in our a grand prize drawing, whatever you give. So don't worry about it. You say, I can only give this. We don't care. Whatever you can give, this is an important thing. So I wanted to play a voicemail. We've got the audio. A teenager named Sarah. Here's her voicemail.
I really admire your work with Food for the Poor each year. And I'm 16 years old. I live at home, so I don't really make a whole lot of money. But I have an envelope that I keep on my nightstand, and each time I do get some money, I put a little bit away. It's for Food for the Poor. This year I saved up $80 to give, and I'm not saying any of this to brag. I just wanted to encourage your listeners who probably make more money than I do. And if you can just spare a little bit, that would be good. Bye.
Sarah, I know you're 16. I know you have no money, but couldn't you bring it up to 100? Come on. Just kidding. Folks, did you hear what I just heard? Yeah. A 16-year-old has been saving money. She's giving $80. Honestly, I didn't think it would be that much. That's a lot of money for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It's really sweet when we just give what we can, folks. So please follow her incredible example. Give just a little, whatever you can give. It doesn't need to be $80. It can be $8. It can be $18. Whatever you can give. The point is to give something. She babysits. She saved up that money. That's kind of an amazing thing. Now, $37 will feed a kid for 6 months. That is what Food for the Poor is able to do with our money. It's why I personally give to Food for the Poor. I, Eric Metaxas. It's very important that we all just find some places where we can give something, knowing that it's doing good. Feeding the poor, feeding the hungry. Imagine. If you want to call, it's 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE.
Hope.
MetaxasTalk.com. Hope. 844-863-HOPE. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Food for the Poor banner. It's important that we have a place where we can say, I know that if I give a little bit there, they can help a tremendous amount. They're doing a lot with the money. I want to remind you folks that $37 feeds a kid for 6 months, $370 feeds 10 kids for 6 months. And I want to throw it out there again. If anybody wants to, maybe there are 10 people in Texas and they say, I'm going to give $1,000. You can pool your money and give $10,000, 10 of you, and we can all have dinner the next time I come to Dallas or whatever it is. We can have a big party. We can have 20 people. I don't care. You're responsible for the dinner. I'm just going to give you my time. It's a privilege, folks. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.